Today the readings fit very nicely together. The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles chapter 20 and John's Gospel chapter 17. Here we have two farewell discourses. Paul's discourse to the presbyters, to the priests in Miletus before getting on the ship, and Jesus' farewell discourse at the Last Supper before being betrayed and being crucified, then rising and ascending into heaven. So both were farewell discourses. Take a look first at St. Paul speaking to the church in Ephesus, to the presbyters. He knows that these are the priests, these are the shepherds, so he tells them to keep watch over the entire flock. God's people have always been considered his chosen ones, his special flock. The Holy Spirit has appointed them to be overseers of the church, to tend the church, to watch over them. The church that Jesus loved so much that he shed his own blood for them. See, that is how much we are worth. That is our price tag for our salvation. It is the blood of God, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how valuable we are as members of his flock, that he shed his own blood for each one of us. But he warns the presbyters that savage wolves upon his departure will come among you and not spare the flock. These would be those who would try to destroy the church through persecution. It would be those who would try to corrupt the church through heresy, through false teachings. And they would try to harm the sheep, the lambs of God's flock, because they would be savage wolves, he says. And so it's their job as priests to defend the flock. So that, be careful, he says, because some men will come forward perverting the truth and draw away the disciples, the followers of Christ. So he says, be careful of false teachings. Be careful of those who try to pervert the truth. He says, be vigilant. Be vigilant. Because for 3 years I have labored night and day and admonished you with tears that you will be faithful to God, that you will continue to accept his gracious word. It says, all of you who are consecrated, notice the word consecrated, which means set aside for a holy purpose. But he says, now I must leave. I must go on to continue my work in other places. He says, I've not been dependent upon you. I've worked through my own labors. I've never asked for gold or clothing or silver, but my hands have served my own needs. Remember, he was a tent maker. He earned his own living. And he says, an interesting point here. He says, keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. What's so interesting about that verse is that we don't have any recorded words of Jesus actually saying that, which reminds us that not everything the Lord did and said is written down in sacred scripture. Many of the teachings of Jesus were passed on through oral tradition. Remember, we have sacred scripture and divine tradition, sacred tradition. And so this is a very good example of St. Paul quoting the words of Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And yet we have nowhere in the four Gospels Jesus actually ever said that. But we know he must have because Paul talked about it. So again, the word of God was passed on through the written word of sacred scripture, but also through word of mouth, through sacred tradition. And then Paul, it says, kneels down and prays with everyone. Everybody's weeping and throwing their arms around him and kissing him. It says they're also distressed and sad because they would never see his face again. And they escorted him to the ship. So that was his final discourse in Miletus. And then lastly, Jesus is praying his farewell discourse at the Last Supper. John chapter 17, Jesus' priestly prayer at the Last Supper, talking to his Heavenly Father, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name, that they may be one as you and I are one. He's praying his disciples, his followers, would be one, would be united. How sad it was, of course, in the 16th century when Henry VIII and Martin Luther and John Calvin and John Zwingli and others broke away from the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. I'm sure it broke the Lord's heart to know that even though he prayed for unity among his followers, that there would be splintered groups. Right now in America, 35,000 different Christian denominations, continuing every day, more and more denominations splinter off and splinter off, breaking up the body of Christ. But Jesus prays that his disciples would be protected in his name. He says, I have guarded them, and none was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now don't forget, Judas did have free will. Judas was not predestined to betray Christ. The scripture said that somebody would betray Christ, but it didn't have to be, you know, Judas. Judas had free will. He willingly gave himself over to the evil one to betray the Lord. But again, he still had free will. And then the Lord concludes by saying, I give them your word, and the world hated them because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Then he prays that we will not be taken out of the world, but that we'll be protected from the evil one. So Christians are called to live in the world, but not be of the world. We're called to live a Christian life in the world, but be protected from the evil one. And Jesus says, they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. And then notice what he says, consecrate them in the truth. The same words that St. Paul would say, you know, years later in Miletus, consecrate them, set them aside for a holy purpose. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world. Jesus is the apostle of the Father, the one who is sent from the Father to redeem the world. And then Jesus sends out his apostles to the world to convert the world. And I consecrate myself for them, that they also may be consecrated in truth. Again, a very similar theme of St. Paul. Father, consecrate them, set them aside, protect them from the evil one, protect them from the evils of the world, consecrate them in the truth. So we're called to be faithful to the truth, to the Word of God, not to follow strange teachings and false teachings and heresies. We're called to be faithful to Christ, to remain faithful to His teachings, and to remain consecrated in the truth.